Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. I'm your host Jasmine and welcome to this week's conversation. Of course, before we get into it, I have to set the scene for you really quickly. Lately, I've really been into just creating a very cozy vibe before I start recording the podcast episode. So just like last week, I have a cozy sweater set on, I have my green tea, my pumpkin candle burning. It's just the perfect way to set the vibe for each conversation. And of course, it's very fitting to the season that we're in. And in today's episode, I wanted to share my winter wellness starter pack, so to speak. These are all the little things that I like to do to help me not just survive, but actually thrive during the colder months. And this is coming from someone who used to despise the winter season. I really used to hate this time of year because I started getting seasonal depression. I would lose motivation. I would fall off track. The colder, darker days, it just was not a good time for me. Ever since making these changes, incorporating these tips, I truly not just survived the winter season, but I actually thrive during this time. So I know some of you struggle with seasonal depression. You hate the winter season, the time change. It's colder out, it gets darker earlier. I know it can be rough for a lot of us. So my hopes are that some of these tips can be useful in your life or maybe inspire you to create your own winter wellness starter pack. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Fall always feels like the ultimate reset. It's like the season where I want to get my life together, and Factor has been helping me to get back on track. Their chef-prepped, dietitian-approved meals make it easy to stay on track no matter how hectic the season gets. I've always struggled with meal prepping in the past because I get so bored with meals easily, but I love with Factor they have a wider selection of meal options, including premium seafood options like salmon and shrimp at no extra cost. And as someone who's been prioritizing their health and wellness lately, I love that they have amazing meal options to support me with my wellness goals. And if I had to pick one thing that has made my life so much easier this year, it's definitely Factor, and I think they can help you too. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MissJasmine SH50 off and use code MissJasmine SH50 off to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for one entire year. That's code MissJasmine SH50 at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready to eat meals delivered with Factor. Offers only valid for new customers with code and qualifying auto renewing subscription purchase. Okay, let's get into our Sunday sip segment of the week where I share my high and low from the previous week. And my low from this last week, and honestly to me, it's kind of a low, but at the same time, it's not. I guess it just depends on who you ask and your perspective. But my low from this past week has been that I really haven't been in the holiday mood that much. I have not wanted to socialize for the holidays or travel or typical holiday mood. And honestly, this is just kind of the season of life that I'm in right now. I did not realize how much this year has actually affected me. I know I've talked about some of the challenges that I've gone through this year. I know I've opened up on my YouTube vlog of just how burnout I've been this year, but I actually did not realize how much I have been impacted mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically from just every single little and big thing that has transpired this year. So for the rest of this year, I really just want to conserve my energy as much as possible, do what I need to do to fill my cup back up, because this year has left me so depleted and so empty, and I really don't want to start 2026 feeling that way. And so I made the intentional decision to not go home for the Thanksgiving holiday, and instead I had a very cute, intimate Thanksgiving here, and I'm really glad I made that decision. Of course, a part of me is bummed that I didn't get to spend this holiday with my family and my friends, but I honestly just did not have the energy to be traveling and not be in my own space right now. As you know, we get older, I think it's important to remember that we can make our own decisions. If not going home for the holidays is the best thing for your mental health, then honor that. Or if being around family and friends is exactly what you need, then do that as well. This is just your reminder that there is no right or wrong way to spend the holidays. My high from this week, the other day, I was going through my inbox, I was going through my emails, and I actually got an email from a listener of the podcast. Her name is Kaylin, and Kaylin actually offers intuitive readings that help people find clarity during uncertain times. And she reached out to me to offer one of her services. And when I tell you, this was nothing but divine timing. Felt like exactly what I needed in this exact season of my life. I ended up booking her soul path and purpose reading. I'll get into like what all that includes in a moment, but basically it was exactly what I needed. It confirmed so many things that I've been sensing, experiencing, feeling. It also gave me direction on what's next. The reading in itself was super in depth, you guys. Like, it wasn't just a basic, generic, surface level type of reading. She blends so many different aspects. I got an in-depth analysis of what my core spiritual gifts in life are, what my life purpose themes are, my natural strengths to be aware of. I got direction on my career in life. I also got clarity and confirmation on the season of life that I'm currently in, and also what next aligned steps I need to take for the next season of life, and also so many other insightful information. And I'm so grateful that I was able to do this, because I just feel so much more at peace and confident with the season of life that I'm in. I definitely don't have all the answers, but I don't feel as lost or overwhelmed as I did before. And I honestly could not recommend this enough. I think if you are someone who is currently feeling lost in your own journey, you're questioning your purpose, or you're seeking clarity or direction, or you're feeling stuck or blocked in your life in some way, I think a reading like this could be so beneficial and helpful in so many different ways. And actually, Kaylin was so kind enough to offer a discount to all of my listeners for anyone who is interested in potentially getting a similar reading done like I did. You can use my discount code. It's Jasmine15, and you can get 15% off all of her services. So I'll leave that information down below, but that was definitely a high for me this week. Okay, I want to get into how to not just survive the winter season, but actually thrive. Again, as I mentioned, as someone who used to despise the winter season, I've done a few things that have really helped me embrace this season, thrive, and feel my best. So I'll start off by saying, I think the reason a lot of us struggle with winter season, or even just hate it completely like I did, is because winter goes against everything we're taught about how to live. And I know this is still a crazy concept to some people, people, but we are actually not built for nonstop hustling and grinding. And if you find that during the fall or winter season, you are less energetic, you want to do less, slow down, or it's the time of year when you tend to quote unquote fall off, there is a reason for that. We as humans are cyclical by nature, meaning our minds, our bodies, and even our emotions move in phases, just like the seasons do. And understanding this about ourselves is what really led me to start incorporating more of a seasonal living approach, which is basically the idea of honoring the natural themes of whatever season we're currently in. There's a reason why some seasons we want to be more social, we want to travel, we want to do more, we want to play, like for example, summertime. And there are some seasons where we want to lock in, be productive, spend time indoors, slow down, like during the colder seasons. Winter specifically gives us the opportunity to slow down, rest, recharge, which I think is something that we do not get enough of throughout the year. But because society tells us to always be productive and it encourages hustling and grinding, when we get to winter, it almost feels like we're doing something wrong. And I don't know if anyone else has struggled with this, but I definitely have struggled with guilt of not doing anything, always feeling like I had to be productive, which now looking back makes sense why during the winter season I dreaded it and I hated it, because I was going against what my body was wanting to do. And even if I did give in and slow down, I had that guilt telling me, get up, be productive. What are you doing? You're being lazy. But now having the understanding that each season carries a different theme, a different energy, I'm able to lean into whatever that season is. When the weather is cold and ugly, instead of complaining about it or looking at it as an obstacle, I look at it as an invite to slow down and do less without the guilt. So that's the first shift that really helped me begin to actually survive and thrive during the winter. I think embracing a seasonal living, letting go of that guilt of slowing down, resting, recharging, and allowing yourself to do so is really helpful. I think winter is also the perfect season to make your home a space you actually want to be in. You guys know this about me. I love filling my home with warmth and comfort, with the bright candles and using soft warm lighting and just bringing in cozy textures. Little touches like that make a space feel so inviting and calm and warm. I think this is also a great time to refresh your space, clear out, declutter, deep clean, rearrange furniture. For the month of December, I'm actually picking one area of my home each weekend to declutter, because there have been spaces in my home that I've been neglecting, and I want to start the new year off right with a refreshed and decluttered home. I think changing things up like this can really make your home feel new, cozy, ready for a new season, especially when we're spending more time indoors. Like, why not make your home as cozy and comfortable and warm and calming as possible? But maybe that's just the homebody and me speaking. I know winter can also leave us feeling really low on energy, and a big part of that definitely comes from not getting enough sunlight during the winter. So whenever I can, I try to get outside during the daylight, especially when the sun is out. Thankfully, I live in a place where we don't have too many gloomy days. Although I love a gloomy day, I know too much of that can really have an impact on your mood and your mental health. So if you live in an area where it does get gloomy a lot, I really encourage you to get as much sunlight as possible. I also like taking a liquid form of vitamin D each morning throughout the colder months. This really helps support my energy, my mood, just my overall mental health. Low vitamin D is definitely a factor in seasonal affective disorder. So just making sure you're staying on top of your vitamin D, especially if you live again in an area where you get a lot of gloomy days and you don't see the sun as much during the winter, that is definitely going to be a big help. Another thing I really love to do that has helped me thrive, not just during the winter season, but every season, is eating with the season. I think this is a simple way to support your body naturally. Winter is definitely a time for soups and stews and root vegetables and spices and herbal teas. These foods are definitely very comforting and can fuel you during the winter season. What I also love to do is shopping at farmers markets. I think that's a great way to to eat seasonally, since they typically will have only fruits, veggies, spices, and things like that that are actually in season. I love a good farmer's market moment on a Sunday morning with my iced coffee, and it's a small way that I love to romanticize the winter season, which I think is another big tip for being able to survive the winter season. One thing that I love to do is lean into more passive hobbies. Winter season is definitely a season for slower indoor hobbies. Unless you're an outdoorsy person, then of course there's like snowboarding and things like that. That is not me. But for the girlies who are like me and prefer more indoor hobbies, I love board games, painting, coloring has been a big hobby that I've been doing every evening to really help me unwind. Of course, baking, reading, knitting is a big one that I've been seeing. Just learning something new as well. Whatever really sparks joy for you during this time without really draining your energy, I think is key for me. So even though winter is all about slowing down, I also think movement is so important during the winter season. And I know this varies depending on where you live, but I do think fresh air and sunlight, like I mentioned, is so important during this time of year. Even if it's just 30 minutes, that will do wonders for your mental health, your physical health. I definitely try to get outside as much as I can, even if it's a little chilly. I just find what works for me. Sometimes that's a walk, stretching, a heated workout class, but definitely moving your body in some way is really important. Again, I know it's hard when it's cold and dark and the last thing you want to do is get up from out of your couch. And although slowing down is important, I think incorporating some sort of movement is really going to do wonders for your mental health as much as your physical health. I also think staying connected with your community is also really important during the winter time. Slowing down doesn't always mean isolating yourself. And I know I mentioned how I'm not really in the holiday spirit this year, and for Thanksgiving, I did choose to stay home, but I also think isolating yourself too much can also be harmful. Humans are social creatures, and winter can be really tough if you're spending all your time alone indoors. So I'm definitely going to try to make an effort to connect with family and friends, whether it's scheduling a coffee date, going on a walk with a friend, or even things like joining a book club, hosting cooking night with your friends. I just think sharing time and laughter with the people you care about is one of the best ways to support your overall wellness this season. So yeah, will there be moments where I do want to be alone and I just want to be at home? Of course, but I'm also being mindful to not isolate myself too much, because when I do that, then we get into some scary territory. And I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, but there have been so many times where I didn't want to go to the event. I didn't want to show up for the party. I didn't want to go do that thing. But after the fact, I never regretted showing up and going, because I always end up having a good time. And I say all that to say, this is definitely the season to really tune in to yourself. If you need rest, of course, let yourself rest. Spend an afternoon on the sofa, read a book, give yourself permission to slow down without that guilt. But also, if you are feeling like you need to spend quality time with friends and family, pay attention to that too. Overall, it's definitely about just listening to what you need, what you're craving, what you're missing, and all the ways that will help you recharge during this time. Which leads me to my journal prompt of the week, which is, what are some habits, hobbies, or rituals that would genuinely support me this winter? And that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope this winter wellness starter pack gives you a few ideas to help you thrive during this season. And just a reminder that winter isn't something to push through. It's not the time to hustle and grind and do. It's really a season to settle in, restore, reconnect with yourself in ways that you usually don't make time or space for. And if there is ever a time to pour into your cup, it is now. You do not want to start the new year feeling burnt out, depleted, disconnected. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this episode resonated, feel free to share it with someone who you think might benefit from today's conversation. Be sure to rate and give the podcast a 5-star review so that more people can discover the podcast. As always, I will see you Sunday.